This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
A little twofer here on the worst day on the web. One, just because I have to throw it out there because it's hilarious. The other one, because it's entirely impossible to believe. The first one, Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Houston Rockets. I will preface this by saying he is the nominee to be the ambassador to Italy. Fertitta
yes.
family has ties all about. And if you're wondering who the Fertittas are, they've got money in everything, including in Las Vegas. They were the original investors in UFC. That's his brother or uncle. I can't remember which one that one is. But Tillman has a bunch of money in the restaurant world, which during COVID got very close to him losing his team because he had no cash.
So when I was in Mexico, I saw two of Tillman Fertitta's super mega yachts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The one you were like, whoa, look at that boat. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. And we looked it up. It was like, I don't know, $150 million mega yacht, mm-hmm. whatever. And it had like a ski boat on it and it had a helicopter mm-hmm. on it. Then a little ways over, there was this like all black, ridiculous boat. And it had two helicopters, two ski boats on it. And it was just like, it was blacked out everything. And
the other one,
at first,
the
guys
boat.
That were like the on our crew for like the little boat that we were going around on, not nearly as nice. Mm. They were like, oh, I think that's a rescue boat. And then we looked up the name on it. Mm-hmm. No, it's the shadow yacht for their $150 million mm-hmm. yacht. Was a $70 million shadow yacht.
It's a support boat.
That just all it had was all of the toys mm-hmm. on it. It was the most insane setup I've ever seen. And it costs like $20 and $30 million a year to operate and staff them.
I think it's either Bezos or Zuckerberg. One of them just took hold of like one of the biggest yachts in the world. It's not the biggest. I think it's like 14th or 15th. But they said it costs $97,000 a day to run.
That's crazy.
Because of the crew, fuel, food, everything that kind of goes with it. And then the support boat. The support yacht is very much the same. Like the support yacht had the wakeboard boat, the wave runners, the helicopter. Like I'm like, oh, you have a boat for your boat?
Yeah, a yacht for your yacht.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
It's where all the help stays.
Yeah. But as it pertains to Tillman Fertitta, he was in the Oval Office with the president and the prime minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. And they were there and they were talking about the Houston Cougars run to the NCAA final in men's basketball. But also the Luka Doncic trade came up.
Oh.
And this is the line that came out of it. What Fertitta said, and then we talked about that dumbass Luka Doncic trade that Dallas did. This is an active NBA owner putting it on record.
Yeah.
Like this is insane.
Yeah, well,
it's not, but it's
not wrong.
You don't hear owners ever criticize other owners like this unless, hell, even on unless, like, even with Donald Sterling, NBA owners were like, yeah, he's a POS, but like,
not much we can do.
We mean, because if you open up Pandora's box, man, of taking away a team, yep, they're all worried about, like, well, what about us? You know what I mean? Like, there's real. So when you actively criticize publicly, it's not like this was, you know, secondhand, third hand, I heard. This is Tillman Fertitta on record saying this.
Yeah, well, he's just speaking the truth, and I wish that, you know, Nico Harrison and the rest of the Dallas Mavericks would speak the truth on it too and say, yeah, we screwed up. We screwed up big time. And there's nothing that we can do about it now.
Yeah, you fire him.
Well, you can fire him, but they're not doing that. The ownership isn't doing that.
Which I still don't.
Nobody
understand.
Is doing that in Dallas. Nobody. And that is the issue with everything going on with the Mavericks, is that Nico Harrison, he'll never do it because that will get him fired. But the ownership isn't going, yeah, no, he screwed this up and we're going to try to make this right starting now by firing him.
It's absolutely nuts. Speaking of absolutely nuts, how about a jilted lover situation? Haven't had one of these in a while.
Okay.
So I will preface this. I will give you what the reporter, I should say, the person calling in the complaint said first, and then I'll hit you with a little bit of a surprise. Okay. According to the complaint, the woman said that this man kicked in a door, broke into her home, choked her, and then fled on foot.
No.
She gave the identification, it's on body cam, of saying that she knew who it was, so she gave his name, date of birth, and described his build and wearing all black.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The man was arrested without ever being called, questioned, or her claims being verified before charging this man with aggravated assault. Okay, keep this in mind. Door was kicked in, man fled on foot.
Okay.
He's been paralyzed for 20 years. They dated 25 years ago.
Wait a minute.
They have not spoken since they basically broke up 25 years ago. And she said it was this man who has been paralyzed now for 20 years.
And they arrested him.
Yes. How does a man in a wheelchair paralyzed from the waist down kick in a door or flee on foot?
It's a really good question. Miracles happen.
Is this guy been faking it for 20 years?
If this is a long con, boy, that's quite the doozy to go off of. But how could she have been so sure it was him?
No idea.
I mean, either it's a long con on either one of these things. If he's pretending like he's been paralyzed for 20 years, or she has been holding this grudge and being like, you know what I'm going to get him? In a quarter of a century, that's when I'm going to get my payback. That would be a level of petty that even you would be shocked at, Danny.
Yes. So here's where it gets even worse. After being arrested, they placed him in handcuffs and he told them, hey, guys, if you put me in handcuffs, I might fall over, because he can't control his center of gravity because he's paralyzed from the waist down. And so he was handcuffed sideways in his chair. And one of the cops is heard saying, it's a ruse. He's doing this to get out of going to jail.
Oh, yeah. Well, that guy is about to be wealthy.
Yeah. So he ended up falling out of his chair.
Oh, no. And, like, that's awful, because you hear about some of the injuries.
He could break his hip.
Yeah.
And it could kill him.
There can be a lot of damage there. Whoa.
So the other cop is like, if this is a ruse, it's a real good one. He goes, we should probably call the district attorney, because if he kicked in the door, it's not this guy. So one of the cops has half a brain at least. So, yeah,
I
was just like, are you kidding me? The video cam footage, or the body cam footage, of that same cop with half a brain is later caught saying, acknowledging the doubts of the alleged victim, saying, now it's looking like she made a false police report.
I would say so. But why this guy?
Ooh.
That's my whole thing. After 25 years, she's like, yep, no, it was definitely him. I know who did it 100%. And then guy's been paralyzed for 20 years. So she hasn't even been, like, keeping tabs on him.
The woman was arrested in 2023 for a different case for theft, forgery, and filing a false police report. So maybe she's just a habitual liar.
Yeah. I bet that's probably a pretty big part of that. Where was this at?
Maryland, College Park.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not usually in our wheel of crazy.
No, that's why I was like, oh. When I looked at this, the lawyer said, I've never seen a case where somebody was so clearly innocent, it would take so little work to establish it, and nobody was willing to do the work.
Well, there was one guy. There was one guy.
Mm. After the fact.
Well, I mean, I don't know when he showed up.
Well, I'm saying, like,
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he walked up and was like, so wait, what's going on?
Well, I mean, if you're arresting the guy, like, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe you say, hey, man, we're going to need you to come down to the station. Instead of arresting a guy in a wheelchair.
Okay, so she remembered his date of... I'm trying to go back, like...
Remember
if I
said,
go back 25 years...
I can remember, I recited my high school girlfriend's phone numbers to you the other day off
air. Well.
I know their birthdays, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I can get there if I think hard enough. But, boy, that's not good. This lady has got some special kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. There's some Florida crazy in her. I bet you if we dig deep enough, she's either from Cajun country or Florida somewhere.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Yeah, I could remember my girlfriend's birthday from 25 years ago. I could do that.
The charges have been dropped against the man in the wheelchair.
Oh, you don't say?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. Huh. I bet you he's getting a lot of money, though, too.
He's going to get a ton of money.
Literally one conversation should have stopped all of this from happening.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if you could just roll up and be like, hey, man, are you Dale? He's like, yeah, I'm him. You're like, all right.
That's what you say. Hey, can you come down to the station?
How long you been in that chair for, bud? Yeah. And he's like 20 years. You're like, all right. Can we verify that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come down to the station. Like, can you bring some medical history? And we can, like, sorry, but this is, like, we're just doing what we got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, look, stuff. I'm sure somebody has put themselves in a wheelchair before and been like, no, man, I'm paralyzed. It wouldn't shock me even a little bit that somebody has tried that.
No.
It's very, very, I think it's part of the same family of the bag of drugs. I'm holding those for a friend.
Yes. Yes.
It's a little more creative, but.
I do appreciate the fact that you believe an accuser, but this is also a bridge too far.
One conversation.
This is, well, and two sets, there are two eyeballs.
Yeah.
One set of eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hell, and one conversation.
Hell, one eyeball.
That will get it done for you.
Give me the guy with the eye patch. Even then, he could figure it out.
Yeah, the lady who glued her eye shut.
Yeah, she could figure
this out. Figured it out.
Well, she can't tell the difference in labels, but she probably could tell the difference in somebody who can walk and who can't.
Yep.
It happens.
That's where the bar's at.
So, yeah, like I said, it had to be a double dip today because this one was so stupid.
Oof.